Okay, we'll learn this Gemara again. Daf Yutes Omid Beis. We'll start again from the last raya that we did. Toshma v'lachoysoi, which is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 lines from the bottom. This Cheshben Dikke Gemara, Yusoidus Dik, we're going to learn it slowly inside with the Rashi, and then we'll understand the Shaka V'taya well. Basically, the Gemara started off, speaking of the Sugya. Rav Yehuda Marav said, "Moitzi klein bebigdoi is poishin afilu b'shuk." The reason is, "In chokma ve'in tfuna ve'in etz neged Hashem." Whenever there's chil Hashem, whenever there's an avera being done, irrelevant people know about it or not, then it's an avera the raisa we're talking about. Then there's nothing as covered, covered the beers, covered another thing. You have to remove it in the middle of the shuk, even if you're beer, take it off, climb in the middle of the shuk. Now the Gemara had kashas from different things that we see that you are choylik covered, covered abrias overrides. Gemara said, those are drabonons. Drabonons have the koich to say, no, we're moichel, we're mach achle, like Rashi says, we're achle on our covet. That which we find by medalgan al agoynes, we said that it's a pesach tefach, etc., etc. Visalamto, it's a deraisa. Over there, the Gemara said, no, the pasuk says visalamto. So covet abrias, covet, the Torah says, there's an exception to the rule. It's different. When the Torah says visalamto, it's different. Pomesh al temesalim, correct. But if not for that, then there's no such thing, ein chochme in tunu neged Hashem. Now, frag the Gemara as follows. Toshma, vila achoysoi, matamud loymar. The pasuk by Nozir says, kol yemei hizir al Hashem ha-nefesh meiz lo yovoi. But Nozir nala bi mitame. And then it says after that, lo oviv, le imoi, lo ochiv, u lachoysoi lo yitame. Very repetitious. Obviously it says, he's nala bi mitame, so why does it have to enumerate all the relatives? Everything is nichlal and kol nefesh meiz lo yovoi. So the Sifri explains each one, and Rashi says it individually. The reason why it says La'oviv is coming to tell me that La'oviv lo yitame, but Meis Mitzvah, yes. Okay, so we know Meis Mitzvah, yes, by a Nozir. Now, why does it say Le'imoy? After all, Le'imoy ma tamad lo'imar. Don't tell me Meis Mitzvah, because we know already from Oviv. Avdem zok the Sifri, let's say the Nozir was not just a Nozir. He was a Nozir and a Koyan. He has two reasons not to be Metama. So on that we say, no, Meis Mitzvah is allowed to. Okay, that's what the Imai tells me. Why does it tell me La'achiv? What do you need to tell me La'achiv? Avdem Zok Tisifri, let's say he wasn't a Koyan, he was a Koyan Godel. Koyan Godel and a Nozir, maybe over here Meis Mitzvah not. So we say, no, even over here Meis Mitzvah yet. So what about La'choysoi? La'choysoi is left hanging. There's nothing, you don't tell me, there's nothing more than Nozir, a Koyan Godel. What are you coming to tell me? So Avdem Zok Rashi, the last line in Riyad Rashi, in La'choysoi Rashi, if it's not referring to a nozir plus koyin, a nozir plus koyin gadol, tneyu inyan limishaholech lishchetes pischoy velomales benoy shemetamel meis mitzah. Rashi understands. We'll see. Tois is not, but Rashi understands. Drop the nozir. The pasuk in Lachos is telling me not legufe by a case of nozir, a regular person that is Yisrael that is going now to shech the korban Pesach. We're going to do a mitzvah of milah, which is two very important mitzvahs deraisa that are chayv kores if you don't fulfill them. Pesach yichayv kores, and milah yichayv kores if you go through life without having a bris milah. Not you, but the kid at least, not the father, but upon him, these are very important mitzvahs. So you might think, do not be metami yourself over here from meis mitzvah because you're being mevatel a mitzvah esed with kores. Avdem kumt lachoysoi, zok Rashi, that no shachas, lachoys is telling me no, that don't worry about being mevatlit, be metami yourself in meis mitzvah. That's how Rashi learns the sugya. Tosis ulachoysoi says the second to last line of that Tosis, he brings the whole Rashi, the cheshmer of the Sifri, where you need all the drushes for. Then he says im ene inyan le nozir greida veloy le koyin adid nozir tenei in le koyin gol ve nozir velachoysoi matamid loymar hareishim hoya koyin gadol. V'nozir, v'holach lishchet pesach, v'lomeles benoi. All of them together. Not like Rashi says, Tanei Indian for a case of a Yisrael that's holach lishchet v'lomul. But it took about a nozir plus koin gol that's also going to shecht and also going to mal. The ikab mitzvahs tuva, there's many mitzvahs. There's many reasons why I'm not to be metame now. I can list you four of them. Nozir, koin gol, mila, pesach. Even though you have four reasons why not to. Mitzvah tuva. Azoy len toises the sugya. Now, so again, Toshma, so stayed over here clearly, Vilachoisoi, then you metami yourself for Mace Mitzvah, even though you're Hilch Lishot Pishoi, even though you're Hilch Lomul, or with Toises plus Noz plus Koin Godl, so Matamad Loima, Reshoi Hilch Lishot Pishoi Volomel as Benoi, Beshomesh Mace Le Mace. And now you hear about a Mace, Yoch Yachsev Yitma, Amrit Loyitame. Now that's a regular Mace. Yoch Keshem Shen Metamelehem, Kachin Metamele Mace Mitzvah, even a Mace Mitzvah would not be Metame because of all these mitzvahs. Tamad loim v'lachoysoi, lachoysoi n'metama, ava metamu l'meis mitzvah. Now, I just want to point out this bottom Rashi's. Zok Rashi in the bottom, amad lo yitama, that what? Hoyl ve oina shchita sa pesach hi, v'chala olav choyva sa pesach, shu b'koreis. What's so stringent about these mitzvahs that you think they should be metama? After all, it's koreis. Im yitma botel melasas pesach, he being mevatel pesach. Now, the Rishonim say, or the Rishonim point out over here, that this is going like Reb Nosson and Pesachim Tzadi Gimel, that says Pesach Sheni is not a Tashlumen of Rishon. Because if it's a Tashlumen of Rishon, you're not being Mevatel. Why being Mevatel? I'm Mevatel this month, I have another makeup time. So we go and come to that cheetah. So number one, it's Bekores, and you Mevatel it. Number two, Lomeles Bloy Nami Mitzes Koresi. Now, Chorus over here is not really the father, it's the son. But Pshat is there's a chorus in the mitzvah. The mitzvah is involved with the chiyuv of chorus, clapping the son. Now, again, over here, it's a shekel shver because Mila, you can still do it after 8th day. You can do it the 9th day too. You can do it in a month from now also. So why being mevatlet? You mevatlet the 8th day, but why it's not being mevatlet be'etzem the mitzvah of chorus? So that's what Rashi fears always. V'isda amri bar v'psochim nami koma de mila schorim ha'akav ha'pesach. We're talking about one case. We're talking about, we are about to shech the Pesach and you have a son that needs a mila. Mila is ma'akav shchita. So it's one case. Apshad is a case of mila and a case of shchita. That's how Rashi learns this last line of Rashi. Is the Amri Barbe Psochim Nami Koma de Mila Schorim Ma'akev Pesach? That we talk about one case. I'm about to shech the Korim Pesach, but Mila Schorim Ma'akev, and over here there's no makeup. The Mila Schorim Ma'akev, the Korim Pesach from Hind. So on that it says, Meis Mitzvah, be metami yourself and be mevatlit. Oh, so now the Gemara continues. Avo metamu le Meis Mitzvah. Now, Davchofa Medalevit says, you metamu le Meis Mitzvah. And what's Meis Mitzvah? Meis Mitzvah is Kovad Abriyas. And what are you being Doicha? You're being Doicha, according to Rashi, very simple. You're being Doicha Mila and Pesach. Drop the Nozeh and Tumah. We'll get there in a second. Because according to Rashi, we're not even talking about Nozeh. According to Tosaf, we'll get there in a second. Rashi's going to bring that up in this long Rashi. But right now, the Kasha is, Metame LeMeis Mitzvah, Zog Rashi, V'Kovet Abriyaz V'Doich Dvar Torah. Which Dvar Torah? Dvar Torah of Kores, of Pesach, and of Mila. Amai Leime Ein Chochma Ein Tunim Ein Eitz Neged Hashem. What about Ein Chochma? And this is a Deraisa. And by Deraisa, as we said, we say Ein Chochma, you remove your Kalayim no matter what. Yeah. Just like we said, there's a pasuk that says that you're pomish atem salim. There's a pasuk v'lachoisoi that says you're metama and you do not bring korban pesach and you do not do the mila. So it's v'lachoisoi. Frag the gemara v'lik me no. So maybe this should be melamed and kilayim. You should not have to remove in the shuk. Just like over here, kovet abriyas meis mitzvahs doicha, a mevatel kores of Pesach and Mila, so too you should keep the kilayim on you, and there should be megala that other kovet abriyas of the raisa should also be in his battle, and leave it on. And for the Gemara, the fundamental teretz, sheval taisa shiny, and that's very good now, because what is sheval taisa? Not bringing the korban Pesach. Is hold your horses, Sheval Taisa. Not doing the Milas Benoi, is Sheval Taisa. So Sheval Taisa, Taka, we say Kovad Abriyas of what? Of Meis Mitzvah is Doicha. Mashenke Kumve Esse. What's Kumve Esse? Where in Kilayim is a Kumve Esse? Why is it a Kumve Esse? Like we're trying to explain in Makkas, like it says in Tais and Shavuos. And the reason is because there's a constant Maisa of wearing Kilayim is considered a Levisha. The Ipshitas, the not removal, is a Maisa of wearing. Either Betzir, if they're originally putting it on, or the fact that every second you could take it off, that's called a Maisa Levisha. So it's a Maisa. So Kumve Esse, we do not tell you that Kovad Abriyas is Doicha. So comes out of Maskonas HaGemorah, be Mesakim. By an Issa de Rabbonon, Kovad Abriyas is Doicha, even Bekumve Esse. By a Mitzvah de Reise, Beshev Altaise, Kovad Abriyas is Taka Doicha, like we find over here, that Metame Meis Mitzvah, Kovad Abriyas is Doicha, because Meis Mitzvah is Doicha by Shev Altaise, by Pesach and by Mila. By a Reise, which is a Kumve Esse, which is Kilayim, over there, Kovad Abriyas is not doichet poishet afilu b'shuk because it's kumve esse plus a kenegad deraisa by the bonon upgeret. Now let's see this Rashi and everything will fall into place because there's one thing that still has to be mevar. The mice being metame yourself is a kumve esse. Rashi said we're not talking about even a nozer anymore. We're talking about Stam Yisrael Shalach Lishchayt. But Tosis clearly said we're talking about Koyin v'nozer Shalach Lishchayt v'pischa v'lomu. So there's a Ma'aseh B'Yadayim. What happened to that? Avdem Zog Rashi as follows. Sheval Tais Shaini. Dvorim Rabbi Metiru Lakot V'atera V'pnei Siog V'pnei Kovat Abriyas Hecha Deine Oike Dove B'Ma'aseh B'Yadayim Elo Yoshimim Koymoy V'dvatera Nekam Elov. It's on its own, it's Nekah Kegoyin. Rashi brings two examples. We don't blow shayf on Shabbos. It's Sheval Taisa. Don't blow. Don't take your lulav on Shabbos and Sukkos. Besadim Betzitzes. Don't put on kilayim because it's a gzera. With the kavasai tuva biyavomis. That's all called the Sheval Taisa. Aval meka biyadayim lohi. V'haloi vish kilayim oikra b'maisa mamish shuhu loiv shoi. Maisa of Levisha is considered not removing as a maisa. And that's taka osa. And it's removing even shuk. And that's kovar abis not doichet. It's b'maisa yadayim. It's kum v'ese. Now, Zok Rashi, the discussion we're asking. V'tumas gufoy shehutra l'koin v'l'nozir. Like you said, the first two cases. Forget about the last case. But etzim koin v'nozir l'abim metam himself for meis mitzvah. That's a drosh and the sefri. L'tam l'meis mitzvah. The koma akabi adayim. He's being oikabi adayim. The tumas kuna, tumas nozir. B'ibnei kovet abriyas. The last sheval taisa. Who? That's not a sheval taisa. So how do we allow it? It's a deraisa and it's a kumvese. Hainu taima. The loy gamrinon minei. Why? What can we learn from there that so to kalayim bekum ve'esei you should be oikrit and you should leave it on? Kovad abriyus should be oikrit. Zokter, you can learn from there. Why? The hosom lav kovad abriyus to the dochi loisa sedido dimi korak sheniftach loisa sedi tuma loyal meis mitzvah nechtav. Pshat is you're not being oivan isa tuma at all because by meis mitzvah it was never written the isa tuma. That's a Rashi touch the. Posik. It's not going to us tchia. It's not pshat that we allowed it by a meis mitzvah, and then you can learn from here that your oike even kum ve'esei. It was never written in this. Just like we find Dr. Rashi k'shem shel nichtav al akroivim by regular kahanim. Kahanim could be metam al akroivim. I what are being doich? No, it's not a tchia. The parshas tuma is not said on them. Dr. Rashi meis mitzvah by nozen koin gol. It was never said the parsha of tuma on them. So that's heis nishkein oike dover. That's not called oike dover bekum ve'esei. So he can't learn from there. They can be metamim themselves, correct? But that's not called that you're being oiker something and become the essay because of kovad abrius. You're not being oiker. The Torah never said you're not allowed to be metamim by meis mitzvah. That's a Rashi taiches the meis mitzvah. That's mutar banoz and kohen gadol. A whole new taich. Just like kroivim, sama kroivim, a coin, not a coin gold. Regular coin is allowed to be metamim kroivim. That's not called an oiker. That's the parash of tumen nishkezoktav kroivim. So he says by meis mitzvah the parash of tumen nishkezoktav doesn't coin godel. That's the lomdus of Rashi. So he evades the problem of being oiker. So he can't of bekumve essay akira. It's not an bekumve essay at all, and that's why he can't compare it to. He can't learn from the kilayim. Rashi now is by warning. Maybe say this by all of them. Say the same thing by the other things. There's no exceptions. When you find exceptions, Tuma, we found exceptions. A coin is allowed to be metamel krovim. Once you found exceptions, you can say it was never said on the parash of nozin koin gol by beis mitzvah. You found exceptions, so here's another exception. It was never said. There's no exceptions. So when we say you don't have to, that's called the ma'is akira. Aval shavas aveidu pesach l'chol yisrael ne'amar. Now, this happens to be a Sheval Taisa, because Pesach is Sheval Taisa, but it's L'chol Yisrael Nemar. So it would have been a limud. Ve'etz HaKovet HaBriyas, Nitnu Lidochos, and that's called a Tchia. Al Kol HaChanet Tchios and Ebiyadayim. The reason why it's Mutter, because it's not Biyadayim. El B'Yishivos HaTitcha Mitzah. Avel Kalayim, by the case of the first case of Poshu Besuk, the Mais Yodov Yitche, his Bazrosoi. Kalayim is not Mutter ever, and still we say over here, you're constantly wearing it. So Mela, that's a din that you have to remove it. I feel a Beshuk, because this is Bekum Ve'esei, Kovet HaBriyas is not Doichit. Atkan, the sugya, the way Rashi understands, the way Tois understands, the Havona in the cases of Sheval Taisa and Kumva Esei. I'll just finish off that we started off the sugya, there's a machlokes Rambam and Rosh, if Poishtoi, Hamoitzi Kalayim Bebigdoi, is a Bebigdoi Daika, Dafka your beget, or even someone else's beget. The Rambam says, even someone else's beget, you have to remove it. So, Kanois, sounds like Kanois, but Kaponim, according to the Rosh, it's very Geshmak, this Nakuda, is pointed out by the Poskim, because it's really Machlokes Mechamin Ramodis, but according to the Rosh, since it's only the din of being poishit is only bekum ve'eseh, not b'shev al taisa. So someone else wearing a beged, that's not called bekum ve'eseh klape you. You're not doing bekum ve'eseh being oivan l'kelayim, it's someone else. So mela, that's why the Rosh learns dafka be'bigdoi and not be'beged acherim.
Now Tosis learns differently. We'll see Tosis soon that Tosis learns that nozen koyin is different because it's cooler, so you can learn from here to kelayim.
Zog demo vayta omel rapop al abaya. Ma'ish nogi shoynim, dischachesh luniso. Why is it that the previous generation, that doesn't mean Rishonim, because we know Rishonim, Kamalochim, Onu, Kibnei Odom, Rishonim, Kibnei Odom, Onu, Chamoyroi, Chamoyrim. So we're not talking about Rishonim, Rishonim. We're talking about a door before this door. Exactly. So we're talking about a door before this door of the Gemara. Maishla Rishonim, the previous door, the Yisrachesh lo Nisa, who Maishla Anon lo Yisrachesh Nisa. The Nisim that took place the generation before us. Imishom Tinuye, if it's because they learned more than us. So the previous generation, not talking about way before Rishonim, of course they learned more. We're talking about if, because they learned more. So the Gemara says, no, they didn't. In the days of Rabbi Yehuda, there were Oisik and Ezekin. That's like the Gemara says that in Bava Kamma, the Rabbi Yehuda said, Haiman, the boy Lemehave, the what's it called? Chasida, Lekai Milad and Ezekin. Mashosh tells it too. So that's Rabbi Yehuda. So upon him, if because kulatunid nizikin, vanon komastinon shita sidra. So we forget, we did more than nizikin. In our generation, this Gemara is saying, it was shishas dogim, not just nizikin. We have a moti Rabbi Yehuda beuktsin. And like Arai was saying, when Rabbi Yehuda came to uktsin, ha'isha shekaveshes yerek b'kdeira, a woman that's cooking a yerek in the kdeira. Now the yerek has leaves in it also. So usually when someone tome touches the leaves on the side, so it's like a yad. The whole thing becomes something. The whole vegetable, also the leaves on the outskirts. Mashenken, if you koivish it, when you cook it, so the leaves become shriveling and they get detached, even though they're still attached, then it's not a yad anymore. Then it's not considered connected. As I stated in the Mishnah Uktzin, ha'isha shekaveshes yerek b'kdeira v'amilo zeisim shekaveshes b'talfein with their leaves, tohoirim, touching the leaf makes the vegetable, doesn't make the vegetable tome, it remains tar. So, Omer Havayis, the Rabbi Shmuel Kachazino, Rabbi said, ich zeh der größe Havayis, der Rabbi Shmuel, schwere Sugya, how to understand it, Uktzin. Vanon, and Mashenken, this generation, and the day after, Komasninon, Rapop is saying this, Komasninon, but Uktzin, place some a sifta. We have 13 yeshivas, just on Uktzin. 13 drachim, how to understand this. So we're much higher in learning. And yet when it comes to tefillah, when Rav Yehuda had a tzar, the Gemara in Tainis, and he wanted it to rain, he merely was metzar by removing one shoe. Removing shoes is tzar. He removed even one shoe. Also, it started to rain. And we are metzar ourselves. And we cry out to the Eibishter. And nothing to no avail. It doesn't rain. Nothing happens. Aye, so it's not because of tenuye. So why is it mizrachesh nisa? Omalei. The difference is, kamoy av komas nafshay kedush Hashem. The previous generations were moise nefesh for kedush Hashem. Anole masrino nafshin kedush Hashem. We're not moise nefesh for kedush Hashem. For instance, Dr. Gemara, ki hod rav adam rav chazilu kusis the havelavisha karbalto. He saw a kusis. Now he thought she was a yidina, Israelis, but it was a kusis. She was wearing a karbalto. What's a karbalto? Oh, Dr. Karbalto. So it says on the side of here. Pirish beged odoim, a red cloak. Kogan kabalta the tanagolto. We had the Gemara in Davov that you remember you're mechavin the show when it's bekas bilom. So he said the kabalta of a tanagolto is when he stands on one leg. That was the crown. So the kabalta of a tanagolto she ain't derech benoyz Yisrael is kasas boy shehu pritzus umevi ledvar avera b'shem de orach. So it's red, a red clothing. That's a halachi. That's a woman that allowed to wear red. So that's one pshat. The Trumas Hadeshen others bring that it was kilayim. And that's the Hemshech of the Sugya. Yeah. It was Kelayim. And Kelayim is also. And according to the Rambam, the Beis Yosef says, it's very geschmack. Kelayim according to the Rambam is not just Hamoitzi Bebigda, even Bebigda Cherim. That's the Hemshech. So what did he do? He found this Karbal to either Kelayim or a red cloak or pritzes. Beshuk on this Sovah by Sol, he thought she was a Yidna. Kom Karimino. He ripped, tore it off her. Don't try this at home. Kom Karimino. Now, Reb Chaim Shtutzen in his Shmuzin, Reb Chaim Shulevit in Sichas Musa says, what's the Mesiras Nefesh? The Mesiras Nefesh because be Yisoydoi B'teva, they were Motun. Fakert. He has a whole Shmuz on Messinus. They were Motun. They were very, very held back and very relaxed and very, not judgmental, so to speak. They were very easygoing. And they took their time before they said something and did something. But b'mesiras nefesh, he went connected his teva to remove the kabbalta because it was issa. He was very easy when it came to things that are not osa. But b'yisoyder, that's the mesiras nefesh. The mesiras nefesh, not because he was a natural kanoi. Let me just go fight everyone. No.
He had to pay $400.
Oh, we'll see soon the maskana. Zok the gemara, igloi milse the kutis. He found out she was a kutis. So shayme ba'alba me'ezuza. They evaluated. He owes her 400 zuz. Omale, so he told him, Mashimcha, what's your name? Omale, Omale, Matun. Matun was a name. Now, Matun also means 200 in Aramaic. Omalo, Matun. So I owe you 400, two Matuns. Abba Meir Zuza Shavya. That is Matun. Now look at Rashi, Dalad Meir's. Look at Rashi, Beis Pomim Beis Meir's Kaloima, Hashem Goramli. The shame, Matun was going me to pay 400. Loshen Acher, Matun, Loshen Hamtona. If I would have been waited, if I would have been more at ease and not right away jumped the gun, Imim Tanti, Hoyisimistaka, Dalad Meir Zuz, I would have made 400 Zuz. If I would have been more Matun, that's the Loshen of Matun. Now, Lemaisa, Be'etzim, this mitzad Yisrael, this talk also two tashlumin. There's a tashlum of the beged and there's tashlum of the boishes. If you remove the boishes, that's why it's taka 200. Now that's there's another pshat. They say the Gemara Bava Kama says that if you parea roish isha b'shuk, ichayv abe me'ezuz. So that's he thought it was Yisrael. He paid 400 zuz. Now, la halacha, I saw brought down b'shem of Yashiv that this doesn't mean there's a heta to go tear someone's beged if you don't like it, or if it's keneged halacha, or you can't take a hammer and smash someone's iPhone and say I did. It's also so I'm smashing it. B'yitzchak Zilberstein brings b'shem mishvogel halacha. He says if someone does that, could be there's a makar, but you have to pay. And the havamin of this gemara was where the gemara says that he did it. He did it al manas l'shalem. She wore pizzas. He wanted to remove it. He was going to pay her taka. 400 zuz. What did he gain? He gained that she's not wearing it. No, he did pay at the end because he made a mistake. He did it al manas l'shalem. You're saying he didn't gain. You're saying if it would have been... No. Let's say if he would have been more motun, then he wouldn't have to pay because then he would have realized it's a shiksa and he wouldn't have done it. Zokta b'yashar b'ayid, you also have to pay. Just, I would have been more motun, I would have saved 400 because I wouldn't have done it knowing if it's a goy. By goy, you don't have to do it. What he's saying that I would have made 400 zuz, that's a pshat, that's Rabbi Yashar means. Meaning, la halacha, he said, you can't go now be mazik someone else's chayfetz just because it's osa. You could do it, but you have to pay for it. And he did it al manas l'shalem. Rabbi Yitzchak brings it in Cheshuki Chemed, I think in Pesachim, I forgot where, but he brings it over there and he says that was the cheshbon. Could be this cholkim. Maybe others say, you're allowed to take a hammer and smash. People think that also. But Akoponim, Rabbi Yashar clearly says, you can do it, but you have to pay. I don't know if you could, you should. I'm not coming to say la halacha. But one thing for sure, he's teaching up this gemara, he did it al manas l'shalem. If he would have been more motun, then he wouldn't have to even pay because then he would have realized it's a goy. And a goy, you don't have to pay at all. Oh, zok the gemara weiter. Rav Gidl, have a rogel, have a kozel, be yosva ashayre de tefila. Rav Gil used to sit by the gate of the mikveh where the woman used to go in. Omelu hachi, he used to tell them, Tvilu hachi, tvilu hachi, tvilu hachi, v'tvilu. Omelu hachi, tvilu hachi, tvilu. This is what you have to do. Make sure there's no chatzitza, make sure you go down, make sure this. Told all types of halachas. He was the mikveh lady. But come on, that's what he did. Zog di gemara, amale rabonon, loika mistafi mami yetzach, ha? Aren't you concerned about the Yetzer Hara that you're handling? This is not the profession you should be busy with. Omalu, Damien Ba'apoyi ki kaka chivra. They're compared to me like avozim levonim, white geese. I don't see anything. It's white geese. So Mela, there was no Yetzer Hara. Similar to Gemara in Ksubis. The Gemara says, Ketzim Ragdim, one of the Amaroyim took a kala on his shoulder. He said, Dome like a koira. It's like a beam. So Mela, there was no Yetzer Hara, and that's what was Mutter. Zog Gemara, another Maisa. Reb Yochanan Ava Rogel Dava Kozel V'Yosef Hashagat Tefila. Reb Yochanan also sat in the Shagat Tefila. Omar Kisalkam Neisol. When the Neisol come out, Va'asim Tefila Mistaklam Bi. They should look at me. We know Reb Yochanan was Shapira.
The Gemara said earlier when he went to visit Rabbi Lazar, he removed even his arm and he lit up the whole room. Shapir Yerushalayim, they cried because Shufra the Bala Da'ara, the Shapir Yerushalayim, the remembrance of the Beis HaMikdash. So they let the woman look at me, or other have a girsa, let him look at me and become a Talmud Chacham like me. I could put him looking, so Mela, that should have an effect. Like we find Tak in this expansion, the Kudim Brudim. When you look at something, it has an effect on the outcome. Zog the Gemara, when Havelu Zara the Shapira Kavosi, Omel Rabbonon. So they told him, Loikam Estfina Ma Me Eina Bisha. Aren't you worried about Ein Hora? They're looking at you. Omelu, Anomi Zara the Yosef and Kasino. I come from Zara Yosef, the Lashalte Be Eina Bisha. Now, some say the pshat is that this was a lachash. Omalu, he said, Anomi Zara the Yosef Kasino. You say those words, that's a lachash, one of effect. Remember, I gave you a lachash of the nuns from Chaim Volozhin or Rabbi Levine. Here is a lachash. Anomi Zara de Yosef Kasino. That's a lachash alain. Now, either he taki knew he came from Yosef, or every yid can say he comes from Yosef, like we consider Klal Yisrael of Bnei Yosef, like it says, Noah Katzon Yosef, it says in Posik. Noah Katzon Yosef. So, upon him, it's Loy Shalte and Abisha. Dechsib ben Peres Yosef ben Peres Ale Oyen. Vom Rabbevo al Tiki Ale Oyen Ele Oyle Ayen. We are above the Ayen. Just like the dagim are covered with water. The third teretz. Ayin shalay rotzal lozun mimash ayin shalay. Yosef did not want to have any anof and petifah esh petifah. And ayin hora shalat this boy. So three reasons. Either because anomi zara de Yosef, ben peres Yosef ale oyin, or because v'yid gul roi bekerav oretz, they're covered, or because ayin shalay rotzal lozun. Correct. Now, there's a very important bach over here. The bach has bavon the following. We have two maises. One mais of Rabbi Yochanan that he sat by the mikveh, and one mais of Rav Gidl. Why by one of them did he say, aren't you worried about Yetzer Hara? And by the other one he said, aren't you worried about Ein Hara? Zog the bach, Rabbi Yochanan, the reason why we said Ein Hara. Hodeloy omrulei me'ein abisha kramrin agab Rabbi Yochanan. Hainim shum the Rabbi Yochanan have a mistaklebei. They looked at Rabbi Yochanan to have children like him. So Chaich Ein Hora. Masha Enkin Rav Gidl, they didn't look at him. He only gave instructions. Why did you tell Rabbi Yochanan Yetzer Hara? His eyebrows covered his eyes, like it says in the Gemara. As Eino v'loy ro, k'nisa b'taynis. So Melo, each one of Shitosoi, one was Ein Hora, and one was Yetzer Hara.
We'll just get back to this Tosis that we mentioned before. Rashi Bavoran de Kasha by Nozir. L'chayre, it's Bekum Ve'esei. Because after all, Nozir being Metam himself. Kohen being Metam himself is Bekum Ve'esei. And yet we say that Meis Mitzvah is Doicha. So Rashi said at Teretz that it was never said the Issa Tumah by Nozir and Kohen. That's not called the Tria. On that Tosis, the Kasha, Sheval Taisa Shaini, Nozir Kohen Gol, Kum Ve'esehu, the Metam Lameis. V'tiretz Rashi, the Kro Golon, the Lav. The lo yitam lo ne'ma gabe meis mitzvah, which Tosis finds this to be a dochuk to call it a hutra. That's called a kum ve'esei deketchiya. Why would you say that it's never said over there? So Tosis comes out and he says a nupshat why he can't learn from Nozir and Koyin that it's metam themselves. Elanira, so Tosis the end of Tosis shev. Elanira de minozer legamrino and de malanozer shken yeshna b'sheela. Nozir be'etzim can be melamed legabe kilayim that we see that Kovad Abriyas is doicha because Meis Mitzvah is doicha. Why? Because Nozir Stam is more kaldik. Shekin yeshna b'sheela. You can always be shoyal on the Naziris. It's yeshna b'sheela. So there's no raya to other places. Over here it's b'kum ve'esei because even if it's b'kum ve'esei because it's more kal the whole Issa Nozir. Issa b'sheela. V'chein mekoyen, it's more kal. Why is it more kal? That is metam le'meis mitzvah. Yisraelim, a lot of be metama. So the whole Isser is more kal. So Mele can't be a riot to other places. And that's why Tosis learns why Nozir and Koyin being metama is not bichlal a raya that bekum ve'esei is doicha. So it comes out l'maskana, like we said, there's the raisa de kedinim, that when it comes to the raisa, it's only b'shev v'al taisa. There's the rabbonah de kedinim, that it's even bekum ve'esei. And Rashi brought on Ahmed Bey's an example, for instance. Rashi on Yitesam and Bray says an example is if a person could go in, Kovad Abriyas will allow you, letaltel b'Shabbos avonim shel beis akisei. is mukta. Tal tiltal avonim, but for kavod abrius, for tiltal avonim, avonim shebeis kisoy likinuach. So we allowed even bekumve esay by the rabbonon. Or misha posket sits at talisa becarmelis. So it's an esed rabbonon. So you allowed to, we allowed to be over on bekumve esay loitzicha la nichay talisham. Of kavod abrius, we allowed you to carry in a carmelis. So al kaponim, that's the gabed rabbonon. The gabed the raisa, it's b'sheval taisa. The gabe the rice it's also become the essay, and by drabonon even mutter become the essay. That's the maskonas haGemara. We'll stop over here again by the Mishnah and Daf Chof Omed Aleph, the bottom by the Mishnah.